Earth are cautioned to sell a hog.
Keep your voice down, Brink. You call him Cuthbert when he's a sea otter pirate. But whilst he's a shrew, his name is Logalog Boodle. Understand?
Tiria sighed with frustration.
No, I don't understand. What sort of game is he playing anyway?
Eartha stared out at the moonlit sea.
"'Tis a long story that I don't have time to tell, but trust me, this here is the bravest of the brave. At the mountain of Salamon's Asteron, where he comes from, he's what they call a perilous beast. If he takes a shine to you, then he's loyal to death. There ain't a more honourable or faithful friend than that here. I don't know the full story, but I heard that he ain't right in his mind any more. That happened from all the wounds and knocks and blows he's taken in battle. So play along with me, and I'll see he takes you to Green Isle, Tyria. Just leave it to me, fair enough.
The otter maid shook Eartha's outstretched paw.
Of course, sir. I trust you completely.
They trooped back to the fire and sat down, with the strange hare, who was still eating. Without warning, he dropped his food, staring at them, as if seeing them for the first time. He laughed happily.
Well, sink me in the bay, if it ain't Eartha Westbrook. What brings you to these waters, you bottle-nosed rascal?
Eartha smiled and poured nettle beer for them both.
Logalog Boodle, good to see you, me old shipmate. These here are me otter pals, Banjum Wildlock, and his daughter, Tyria. That other cove's a Redwall Cellarog. He's called Brink. They're good trusty messmates.
The hare did not even acknowledge them. He split open a pasty and packed it with salad, then wolfed it down in two gulps.
Oh, I knows about him. My eagle Pandion told me. Have you met my old eagle matey Pandion? Funny that, ain't it? Us shrews don't usually take to eagles, but me and him gets on handsomely together. So then, what can I do for you, me old logboat swamper?
Eartha brought Tyria forward.
"'Tis this here otter maid. She needs to get to Green Isle, you see. But no beast has the guts to take her, because of the big battle going on over there.
A wild light gleamed in the hare's eyes.
A battle, you say? Can I take part in it, me darling?
Tyria responded eagerly.
We were hoping you would, sir, knowing your reputation as a perilous warrior.
Without another word, the hare bounded up and streaked off in the direction of his ship. Tyria looked at Eartha in dismay.
Did I say anything wrong? Is he offended?
The Gowsim chieftain shook his head.
Nay, you did just fine, girl. Wait till I see who he is when he comes back, and then take your lead from me.
They sat by the fire a while, picking at the wonderful food and puzzling over the strange hare. Long before they saw the hare, they could hear him. He was bawling out a sea shanty in a raucous voice.
Shiver me timbers and swab me decks, ye
boys, to me hark.
And I've ducked your tripes and dock your necks and feed
you to the shark.
'Twas in the winter we set sail,
ye bullies, to me hark.
In the eye of a storm and the teeth of a gale,
I fell them to the shark.
The cap was a greasy oak,
ye bullies, to me hark.
I tied him to an old stale rope and fed
him to the shark.
I stewed his crew in seaweed pants,
ye bullies, to me hark.
And seeing it was time for lunch,
I fed him to the shark.
So if ye think you're big and tough,
ye bullies, to me hark,
I'd stop ye all with skilly and duff
and feed ye to the shark.
Ha 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 ha!